it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Allen Iverson bears his scars in his new memoir, Misunderstood. He promoted the book last night in the city that lived and died with him during his storied NBA career. Here's KYW's Vic Raghupathy.
It was a frank fireside chat at Theater of Living Arts Tuesday night. Allen Iverson, flanked by podcast host Gillian Wallow, as he discussed his life and career and his new memoir, Misunderstood.
I'm just like you. I'm no different from you. When you read the book, hey, I went through that. Man, I'm going through the same thing. If he can overcome it, then I can.
Iverson's time behind bars after a bowling alley brawl in high school nearly killed his career before it began. His clothes, hair, tattoos and expression were all true to his Hampton, Virginia roots, but he was often branded a thug and was made an example by an NBA that now embraces player empowerment and black culture.
It's definitely changed. I just took that with it for it. It's bittersweet. I've matured so much in my life, and I've been able to let the bad taste in my mouth go away, because you should feel good about what you had to go through for somebody to not have to go through it.
The crowd received Iverson with warmth and reverence. Jordan O'Neill is a Philly native who looked up to AI as a kid.
You look at a young African-American man with tattoos, saggy jeans, you know, jersey hanging half off, and you judge him by that. But his peers, they've all noticed and said that he's a one-on-one person that has truly a big heart.
In Queen Village, Vic Raghupathy, KYW. W News Radio 103.9 FM.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.